Alrighty, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered for an informal hearing on case number PU-05-47.
You might want to ask the individuals to mute their phones.
If the participants who are joining us virtually could be sure to mute your phones unless you're talking or your audio, that would be great. We're getting a little bit of feedback here. Okay, it is 1:30 and April 14th. Is today the April 14th. And I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Christman, do you have any opening comments?
Nor do I, thanks.
Okay. This is in my portfolio. So, Brian, do you have any opening comments?
I do not.
Okay. This is an informal hearing involving only undisputed facts. If there are any disputed facts as we talk, we'll close the informal hearing and issue a notice of opportunity. Thank you, Pamela. The applicant goes first in this proceeding, but before starting, I'd like our staff to introduce themselves to the record, then we can go around the table and on the screen for other introductions from the company. We can go ahead and start with Brian.
Brian Johnson, PSC Legal.
Patrick Fahn, PSC Staff.
All right, and then we can go over to the company.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey DeRocher. I'm in-house counsel with Auburn Grid Renewables, who is the parent company for Rugby Wind. And I have with me Barb Jacobs, who is the manager of regulatory policy. Sarah Emery, who is our Eastern Regional Permitting Director, and Pete Landoni, who is the asset manager for Rugby, and he takes care of all the business dealings for the project.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeffrey. Will you sort of be running the show from your side of things?
I was going to make a brief presentation and basically just summarize the application and the work that the other folks on the team have done to you know, analyze this problem and try to make the best recommendation to the company, and of course with the permission of the commission.
Sure. I think we can go ahead and turn it over to you to get started then, Jeffrey.
Okay, thank you. So the Rugby Wind project is an existing wind project. It was built in the 2008-2009 timeframe and has been operating ever since and was operating prior to the legislation that required an update to lighting systems with a deadline that was imposed for the end of 2021 to install that lighting mitigation. And the company has been evaluating options. As you may know, some of the technology is developing and changing. And we've basically come down on two possible technology options, and I'll refer to them. I believe the commission is generally familiar with the technology, but the ADLS system is a radar-based system that deactivates lights when aircraft are detected in the area. And the other technology we call LIDS, which is a dimming technology. The intensity of lights are either increased or decreased depending on the weather conditions. And there are some significant differences between the two. They both provide light mitigation. Neither of them have been widely deployed, so we're still learning more about them. And we basically come down to needing a time frame where we need to make a decision. And the LIDS technology is our preferred choice, both because of economics, but also because it requires less technical integration into the power plant. You know, there are existing lights there. If the entire system has to be replaced, there's more to integrating the radar-based system, including the construction of a lattice tower that would support the radar, and it itself needs FAA lighting and approval. So, and that process, that the installation of a new tower requires local zoning approval. We're estimating that that takes about 3 months. The problem we're facing here is that in August of last year, due to COVID, we understand that the FAA's approval of the LID system has been delayed. And I think we were hopeful that that would be a brief delay, but it turns out that it still hasn't been approved. We check in periodically, but basically we are out of time and are taking an approach that's probably less efficient than we would prefer, which is we're going down a parallel path of trying to get keep our options open for selecting LIDs in the event that the FAA does approve it in time, but also needing to go down the longer path of installing or planning for the installation of ADLS, which requires more time, more lead time to order the equipment. It requires more permitting time, coordination with the local company, and even designing the engineering for the tower. So we're leaning towards LIDs, but without additional time, we basically got to start down the ADLS path, and that's why we came to the commission seeking a one-year extension of the December 31st, 2021 deadline to the end of 22. And we're hopeful that the FAA would approve LIDs in the coming year, and that would allow us to make that choice. But again, we need permission from the commission to extend that consideration time frame. I think that is basically the sum and substance of our application. There's a lot more technical details that I've glossed over here, and so we have the team here to answer any questions that you might have. And so I'll ask now if there's any questions or anything you'd like us to cover in more specifics.
Sure. Thank you, Jeffrey. So what I'm curious about, do you recall what year the requirement for the 2021 installation of the December 31st of 2021 installation of the light dimming technology was, or light mitigating technology, when that was approved by the legislature in North Dakota? So several years ago, 2017 or 15, 17. So I'm curious why you're in the position of needing more time to get ADLS. You've had 4 years to get that, you know, designed and secured and implemented.
Sure. Certainly, it was several years ago that the legislation was passed, and we became aware of it after that time, and did start down the road of preparing for that change. There weren't very many technologies available, and in fact, I believe at that time, even the ADLS was not approved by the FAA.
It was. It was.
What it was at that time?
Yes.
So maybe it was approximately the same time. But I guess my point is that it was newer technology. The LIDS technology certainly didn't exist at that time, and we learned about it in the process of planning for the ADLS system, and have been trying to keep our options open, and so we've been balancing between, you know, meeting the deadline, our deadline, and having new options arise that we'd like to consider.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to point out is that we have the legislation was passed after we built the project and installed an FAA approved lighting system that now we're looking to replace. So I think if we had built a new project or had been earlier in the development schedule, I think things might have been different. But we're responding rather than being proactive because the project, you know, was already existing.
Yeah, and that...
Commissioner Fedorchuk, that's a good question. And, you know, I'd like to also point out that we haven't done nothing. We have been, you know, many months ago, we started to get bids from both the ADLS and LIDS vendors. We've also received a preliminary assessment from the DOD clearinghouse on ADLS, and we've started the conditional use permit for ADLS. So we're, as Jeffrey pointed out, we really have parallel paths, and we're already working on ADLS. Really, what we're asking for is the opportunity to give the LIDS technology a chance to get through the FAA process. And, you know, we're really interested in the commission discussions that happened in February and also in December about LIDS, and the letter that the commission sent to the congressional delegation about LIDS. And really for us, an extension, you know, asking for a 1-year extension to December of 2022 actually only means about 6 months for us. So we would be making a decision on whether or not to implement ADLS or LIDS basically in December of this year, to make sure that we would have time to construct the ADLS, since it is a little bit more of an intensive process.
And have you reviewed the construction feasibility of ADLS, assuming, I mean, nobody has any idea when LIDS may or may not be approved. So we could be in a never-ending cycle of extensions, which we're not interested in, and I know the public in North Dakota isn't interested in, and our legislative leaders aren't interested in either. So, you know, if you paid attention to our discussions in February, you heard us characterize that as a pilot project. And I think it was pretty clear that myself and my colleagues, I think, agree also that that wasn't going to apply to every single project that's required to be retrofitted by 2021, a deadline that's been known about for 4 years and was set for existing facilities by the legislature to be 2 years later because of the challenges of retrofitting existing facilities. So all of these things you've identified were policy decisions that were taken into consideration in the establishment of that original deadline of the end of this year. So I don't know that if you say you'd say LIDS isn't approved and you go ahead with ADLS, I think it's unlikely you'd be able to do the construction January, February, March, maybe even April, to get that up and operational in the first part of the new year even, just because you can't do that in North Dakota in the middle of the winter. So I don't know if that's feasible, what the timeline that you just outlined being like six months versus a full year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply that we were only asking for a 6-month extension, more that we would make a decision in the winter of what, to your point about not continually requesting additional extensions.
I see.
That we would make a decision in the winter about which technology to go forward with.
Yeah, the extension, yeah, so the actual implementation would still be a full year later. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming my colleagues probably have some questions, so Randy or Brian?
So far, mine have all been asked or answered in the initial presentation, so I don't right now.
I have one question anyway. On page 2 of the application that you sent in on March 22nd, or the letter, I should say, the 4-page letter, was dated March 22nd anyway, of 2021. You have a sentence in there that why you prefer the, it's in the page 2, second paragraph, right in about the middle. Now I've got to find it again because I scrolled too quickly. Something about ADLS has not demonstrated as many light mitigation benefits to North Dakota as anticipated. Can you give me a few more sentences on that? Because for me, part of it is I wholeheartedly agree this has been a four-year window to have been further along with this, but I'm curious on that part because I'm trying to – I look at video of lids, and you can still see the lights faintly, but you can still make out the lights. Then you've got ADLS, where they're either on or off. Your perception in terms of the light mitigating benefits or light mitigation benefits, or is that just something that you've added on that you've heard?
Yeah, that was, we included that based on the conversations that we heard in the commission, both in December and then again in February, but mostly in December when the commission invited different companies who had ADLS to come and present about what their experience was. And what we heard was that the lights tend to be on more often than people had anticipated. And so, you know, as we've been working with the LIDS technology people, you know, we hear from them that, you know, they feel that it would be less obvious. So that's where that came from.
Okay, so that's not necessarily your position or experience. It was more of what you heard from the commission. Okay.
Right. We haven't used LIDS technology at any place.
Right. Right. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Randy has a question.
I guess too, Barb. I didn't get your title or what you do there.
Yes. I'm a manager of policy, regulatory, and markets.
Okay. And then my question on the last page, it says that LIDS is more reliable. Do you have any evidence of that, or is that just a theory based on that there's kind of less moving parts, so to speak?
Barb, do you want to take that, or do you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead, Jeffrey.
Yeah, so basically, I think that your point is right on that it's a far more complicated system requiring the construction and operation of a radar unit that integrates with the SCADA control system for the plant, whereas the installation of the LIDS is more of a retrofit to the existing lights and does not require that same level of integration. So the more parts, the more things that are integrated, the more opportunities there are for complications, things to go wrong. And again, we don't have a lot of experience with either, but certainly the LIDS technology is a little more straightforward and simpler. So and that in combination with the anecdotal information we've heard about the operation of ADLS, our inclination is that it would be more reliable to have a simpler system.
Yeah, and I'm going to actually invite my colleague Sarah Emery to comment on our experience. We have an ADLS system on a project in Vermont, I believe. Sarah, I don't know if you can say a sentence about what our experience there has been like.
Sure. Hi, I'm Sarah Emery. I'm the regional permitting manager. And our Deerfield wind project is located in Vermont. and it's on U.S. Forest Service land. And so they requested that we install ADLS. Deerfield's not too many years old. What, about 3 years old, Jeffrey? Is that about right? 4 years old? It's not that old.
Yeah, 2018 sounds right.
2018 technology. At that time, we went with who we thought was the best vendor at the time. It was Loeffler, who has since gone out of business. We do have a company that manages that system on our site. Is the technology is not used now. The detector unit mounts on several turbine towers. So we had to drill into the towers, which is not a great thing to do, to mount this. And they have problems continuing to operate. The default for all these systems is on. But it doesn't work as often as I'd like. It's work. And it's more, it just has problems with weather, sometimes with power issues and bulb issues and electrical issues.
Thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Do you all have contracts in place for ADLS equipment on this facility, for the rugby facility?
We have an estimate from both Terma and from Liz right now. And as a matter of fact, the marketing person for that has been in contact with me pretty closely. We do have a study that we can submit to FAA, but our FAA consultant, Capital Airspace, doesn't want that submitted until we have assurance on the exact location of the tower. So we need to go through the conditional use permit program with Pierce County to finalize the exact location. It's not covered under original conditional use permit. We have to go for a new one, and that will take a minimum of 3 months.
It seems like
you wait. We started that process, right, Sarah?
We're working on it. We're working on it.
It doesn't sound to me like you guys could even meet the deadline on ADLS, to be honest.
Well, I think we're here before the commission now because we have reached that decision point. We either have to proceed now with permitting and ordering the ADLS system, or we would need an extension to explore LIDS. And without the extension, LIDS is out, and we proceed with procuring the ADLS system. Which is not our preference. We are not a public utility. We don't have any ability to recover the cost from rates. Certainly the cost of the ADLS system is significantly higher. And if it can be approved in the next year, that would be our preference. But again, without commission support, our decision is essentially made at this point.
I see. Okay.
What have you guys been doing to further along the approval of the LID system? You listed the things that we've done, and from the other case, what's your company doing to put pressure on the FAA and push the approval process along?
Well, I'll let Barb speak to that. I do know that we have had communications, at least indirectly, I'm not sure about directly, with the FAA, and we have connections with the federal agencies in Washington through our consultants, and we've been checking in routinely with LIDS, the manufacturer itself. Unfortunately, we haven't gotten a firm date on when that process will resume. We're hopeful that because we seem to be turning the corner on COVID restrictions, that flights could resume so that they could finish the testing And I'll let Barb supplement any efforts, because I haven't been directly involved in those.
Yeah, we've our communication and work on this has mostly been through Terma, the LIDS people. So we haven't been in contact directly with the FAA or members of Congress on this.
Okay. Any other questions, Brian?
I do, and at first I was thinking I'm not going to ask this because it's not what I would consider our business, but on the other hand, I think it might, because one of the criteria is for economic considerations. Can you give a cost comparison? I don't know if I saw it on the letter that you sent. I don't see it in the docket, but a cost comparison on LIDS versus ADLS, because that would help support an economic argument.
Yeah, it is referenced a couple times in the request for the extension. I'm not sure the exact spot. I think there are two places, but basically, the ADLS system is approximately four times more costly than the LIDS system.
Right, and I saw that part, but I'm looking at a dollar amount.
Oh. Do we have the quotes handy, Sarah or Barb?
Give me a minute.
Okay. I think we were trying to be generic about our description, just to be kind of cognizant of, you know, the manufacturer's sensitivity around price quotes. But we do have quotes from both companies.
Yeah, just an approximation.
Well, while we're giving Sarah a chance to look up those numbers, a couple of points that we wanted to make were that, you know, the installation of systems like this that are essentially built for the entirety of the project, in this case, are being built halfway through the project, and there's only about 10 or 12 years left through the useful life of the project. So certainly when you add that cost to the overall scope of the project, concentrated in 10 years, it's certainly a burden on the project budget. And I'm seeing that ADLS is about $1.5 million. And that sounds consistent with our installation at our project in Vermont. And then it also has a yearly maintenance component, which is about 50 to 100K. And that maintenance component is essentially eliminated with the LIDS system. And LIDS, we're looking at less than $500,000. And that's a one-time cost without any recurring maintenance.
Good. Thank you.
I was writing, Jeffrey. What was the LIDS amount? I didn't write fast enough.
It's under 500,000, but we'll call it 500,000 for round numbers.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
So
Brian?
Actually, three times. Well, maybe four if you must be factoring in the additional $500,000 over approximately 10-year period. Okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
Brian, in terms of the law, what does it state for extensions, et cetera? What does the language say?
I should have brought my iPad in, but basically it says the commission may grant one based on economic or technical feasibility issues.
An extension,
yes.
Okay.
And if I could just supplement our response a moment ago, that the we're also including the cost of permitting, building, engineering, and installing the tower that's required for the ADLS radar unit.
Okay. And yeah, does anyone else have questions? Okay. Brian, you're good? No questions?
No, no questions, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we have all the info that we need then to make a decision. Is there anything else the company would like to add?
Would just like to thank you for your time and consideration, and would like to invite you to let us know if you have any more questions in the future.
Okay, sounds very good. So any handouts or materials, which basically is just the file that's already a part of the record, but as well as this audio recording of this proceeding is now considered evidence as part of the record for us to make a decision. Is there any objection to this evidence becoming part of the official record upon which a decision can be reached? And that would be a question for Jeffrey and Brian.
No objection.
Okay. All righty.
No objection.
All right. Then the evidence as presented will now become part of the official record upon which a decision will be made. I don't think there are any other matters for the record. So, without seeing any other comments or questions, this informal hearing is now closed. Thank you very much, and we'll take note of the deadline that you have here of May 1st, and we'll get a decision on this in well before that.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you.